Welcome. You're listening to Latin Waves with your hosts, Sylvia and Stuart Richardson. Latin Waves is more than just hot rhythms. This is a show about community, about creating a culture that is inclusive and based on fairness. Because everyone deserves dignity, respect, and has something to contribute. A new world is possible, and it all starts with us.
So the revolution needs to be defended, and I think that the managers, without directors, and they realize that they are the ones who actually carry out this work on a day-to-day basis, and they drew one conclusion. There were many meetings of oil workers after that, and they said if oil workers can run the company, workers in general can run any part of Venezuelan economy. It's obviously very dangerous for the ruling class. But it gave rise to a movement of factory occupations and workers' control. And this is, we're not just talking about small abandoned companies, factories that have been taken over by the workers and production restarted. We're talking also about big industrial complexes like Sidor, which was steel mills in the southern state of Bolivar in Venezuela, which the workers were fighting for renationalization, had been privatized by a previous government. They managed to get renationalization. And then when the company was renationalized, the workers said, well, this is not enough. We want workers' control. Because if it's run in the public sector, but it's run by an unelected bureaucracy, this is not the solution. And Chavez at that time had a meeting with the workers, not only the workers from Sidor, but the whole complex of state-owned companies, aluminum, coal, and a whole number of companies. There's a complex of companies that is linked together. And the workers presented this plan to Chavez. It's called the Plan Guayana Socialista, Socialist Guayana Plan. And they said, we want workers' control. And Chavez said, yes. Go ahead. And he actually appointed a number of workers to be presidents of these companies, chosen from amongst the workers themselves. And this was a very interesting, we'll say the most advanced experience anywhere in the world of workers' control and attempting to bring what socialism really means, put it into practice. The problem was that a few years later, the state bureaucracy, the old bureaucracy of these state-owned companies, the regional governor and other people were not particularly interested in workers' control. They were actually against it. And they started sabotaging this process. And finally, one by one, the different worker directors have been removed. And this process has accelerated after the death of Chavez. And it also revealed a big split within the Bolivarian Revolution between those who want to go forward to socialism, meaning the expropriation of the oligarchy and putting the resources of society to be democratically run by the majority of population, workers, and those who just talk about socialism, but they don't really want to go beyond regulating a capitalist system, which is not really possible. And so this is one of the struggles that is taking place in Venezuela. It's not only against the opposition and the capitalists that are sabotaging the economy and the imperialists that are behind them. It's also a struggle within the revolution, between the reformist wing, i.e. those who don't want to go any further, and the genuine revolutionary wing that wants to complete its revolution in the direction of socialism, which is what Chavez advocated.
In all our movements, you know, the labor movement particularly, I think workers have always faced this ebb and flow, right? There are moments in history where we have come together and push significant changes, but those are constantly need to be maintained, it need to be defended until we change the system from a capitalist system to a socialistic system or whatever we call it. We will constantly be facing that battle, right? Those who want to simply give capitalism a friendlier, more humane face, and those who see it as the structural barrier to our collective power. In closing, how do we defend, you know, the Bolivarian Revolution? How do we join forces, not just in Venezuela, but throughout different parts in the world where we see this as a beacon for possibilities, as a space that has created a new possibility of imagination, of imagining workers' powers renewed and, you know, active.
First of all, it has to be said that the Bolivian revolution is still in danger. Only back in December, November, December, there was a big campaign of sabotage of the economy, and the government took measures to fight back against that. And there's no doubt in my mind that the U.S. Imperialism is behind this campaign, promoting it and financing it and so on. You don't want to see a government or revolutionary movement that's taking measures that can inspire, as you say, can inspire people in other countries to follow that example. So the revolution needs to be defended. And I think that the role of international solidarity is very important. But one thing that Chavez said himself on many occasions, he said the best way that you have of defending the Bolivarian Revolution is by creating and advancing the conditions for revolutionary change in your own countries. We were facing now a biggest crisis of capitalism since the 1930s and a massive onslaught on everything that we had won in the past, as you mentioned. And I think that there's never been a better time to explain that here the problem is the capitalist system itself. The capitalist system can no longer guarantee what was won in the past by the workers' movement. And if we are to even defend basic rights like healthcare, education, pensions, collective bargaining, and so on, we need to fight against this system, and we need to replace it by a democratic, rational system of planning of production in the benefit of the majority of the population, because it's a worldwide struggle. The capitalist system exists worldwide and needs to be overthrown on a global level. But the conditions are now, I would say, very favorable. People are realizing many of these things without the need anyone telling them. And so if the Bolivarian Revolution can act as a spark, once it started before, but it can only win if it spreads beyond its own borders and becomes a worldwide socialist transformation of society.
Thank you so much for being with us this evening. I know it's 4 a.m. where you are, so we really appreciate you joining us this morning. My guest is Jorge Martin. He is the Secretary of HENSAF Venezuela, and we've reached him in Greece. Thank you again for being with us this evening.
It was my pleasure.
Aprendimos a quererte desde la histórica altura donde el sol de tu bravura le puso cerco a la muerte.
Aquí se quedará clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Vienes quemando la brisa con soles de primavera para plantar la bandera con la luz de tu sonrisa.
Aquí se quedará clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Tu mano gloriosa y fuerte sobre la historia dispara cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta para verte.
Aquí se quedará clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara. Thank you.
seguiremos adelante. Como junto a ti seguimos, y con Cuba te decimos, hasta siempre, comandante.
Aquí se quedará clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante.
Come to the end of our program. Latin Waves is a weekly syndicated program available to campus and community radios. Please visit our website www.latinwavesmedia.com to hear previous shows, connect to our media projects, and access other resources, or to support our efforts by making a safe PayPal contribution. I am Sylvia Richardson. Thanks for listening.